این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is a part of political divine will of the founder of Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini. Our people, with outpouring enthusiasm, sacrifice their lives, properties, and beloved ones in the way of Allah. We are honored that our women, young and old, prominent and unknown, attend cultural, economic, and military scenes side by side with men, and sometimes more active than men, in raising the status of Islam and achieving the goals of the Holy Quran. Those who have the ability to fight take courses in military training program, which is obligatory in defense of Islam and the Islamic nation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the prayers and supplications. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has said that these prayers, especially those for the blessed months of Rajab and Sha'ban, are preludes. They deckend dress one's heart in preparation for attending to a reception, God's reception, which is the month of Ramadan. Now, in this part of his speech, obviously, he is talking about the importance of the prayers that are being narrated for the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. And especially, we know that it is said about the month of Rajab that the Prophet said that the month of Rajab is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the month of Sha'ban is the month of the Prophet, and the month of Ramadan is the month of the nation. Why? Because in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes host, and we are the guests of Allah in this month. Therefore, we need to prepare from Rajab for the Ramadan. We need to prepare ourselves from the month of Rajab and Sha'ban in order to enter the month in which we are the guests of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is hosting us, and it is God's reception in this month.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi. Salli ala Rasulullah. Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi.
Imam Khomeini is saying that do not be ignorant towards these 2 months. Yes, these 2 months are coming before the month of Ramadan, but the prayers and supplications that we have, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the Muslim nation in these months, on the people, on the mankind, we need to get awareness about this. We need to be aware of those blessings. And therefore, we can get aware when we read the supplications, when we read the prayers. That's why it is recommended to fast in these months as well, as many days as you can. For the Prophet, it is said, it is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast for 3 months, the month of Rajab, and then Sha'ban, and then the month of Ramadan, which was the actual month which on which the fasting is obligatory. And that's why Imam Khomeini said that these prayers that we do in these 2 months, especially for the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, they are preludes, they deckon dress one's heart in preparation for the attending the reception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, when someone is attentive towards the prayers that he's doing in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, he is getting prepared for the month of Ramadan. He is getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. And once he is pure, then he is entering in the month of Ramadan. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Every night and every day.